Been busy as usual, the
Yeah.
usual shit. But guess what, buddy? We're on it right now. Let's go. This. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of BodySlam.net's Russell Watch podcast. I'm Casty Haynes, owner, founder, writer, editor. I do all types of shit there at BodySlam.net, but it's me. It's me, Casty Haynes. And I'm joined, as always, by my man Tom from Tom Talks Rubbish. We're here to watch wrestling and talk to you guys about it, man. But before we get into all that, let's do a little bit of housekeeping. Guys, are you subscribed to the BodySlam.net YouTube channel where this is going on, or the BodySlam.net Twitch account? If so, if not, whatever, do so, please. We'd appreciate it. You can click the button down below wherever you're at. Boom, there it is. So we'd appreciate it. And also follow us on the Twitter, guys. Follow Russell Watch. It's at Russell Watch Pod. Mm-hmm. Follow BodySlam.net at BodySlamNet. You can follow me right here, somewhere right there. Boom. At Casshole with three O's, CASSHOOOLE. And follow my man Tom at Tom Talks Rubbish. If you can see it right over, well, if I can get it right. Oh,
I terrible. Think.
Anyway, it's right there. Follow Tom Talks Rubbish on Twitter as well. What's up, buddy?
As I say, I think since I've done this, my Twitter numbers have grown loads. So I really appreciate that, guys.
Hey, man. That's awesome, buddy. I'm glad you can get some audience out of this. Hey, then it shows that we got some people following us and watching us, and they're doing what we say or ask. That's a better way to put it.
Yeah.
Better way to put it. But yeah, man, what's going on with you today, brother? What's happening? It's a Friday for people that keep track of what day we record or care. What's up, man? What's going on with you today?
We were supposed to record this yesterday, weren't we? But you had some issues with your car and I couldn't move.
Yeah, no, hold on a second.
Yeah, so for
hold
me.
Hold on a second. People are texting me about some stupid work stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway. No, yeah, I had to take my car to the auto body shop to get an estimate done because I got to do some body damage on it because somebody ran into me about a month ago today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, beginning of June, somebody wrecked into me. So insurance finally set up an appointment, took it to get inspected, their estimate done on it and all that. Guess I'll be dropping it off later this month for that, and they'll hook me up with a rental and all that. But luckily for me, I'm going to have a rental, I guess, when I go to fucking Nashville for StarCast. So that'll be interesting.
Ooh.
Yeah, but anyway. But yeah, man, so what's going on with you this weekend? What do you got planned? Anything fun and exciting?
Not really, bro. I'm working. And then hopefully, if I can get my laptop picked up, I've got a couple of interviews that I should have done during the week, but for obvious.
Who with, if you don't mind teasing us? Who are you interviewing?
You know who Kristen Ashley is from Bell to Bell?
Mm-hmm.
So I've got an interview with her, and then hopefully Monday, I've got an interview with someone that I did media with at college that now works smallly in like the film industry. So that's
okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, that's what's up, man. Sounds good. Yeah, I've got some interviews. They're on the hook that got bumped and rescheduled that we haven't taken care of yet. But
no,
I'll tease
cool.
those later. But yeah, man, I think I'm working this weekend too. I know I might be going. It's a little late in the day to be doing this, but it's like noon now. I still might travel to Atlanta this afternoon for the Against All Odds Impact show. It just depends.
Yeah,
I got somebody that's gonna try to get me in, so. That all depends on if that happens or not. I'm not too excited about driving down there, but I might. And then I think I'm gonna take it easy. It's the 4th of July weekend, so it's a holiday
Oh,
for
yeah.
us. Yeah. Not much to celebrate because this country's a piece of shit, but whatever.
That's a whole nother conversation.
Yeah, it's a whole nother conversation. Yeah, I don't want to get into it, but anyway, but I think on Monday for the 4th of July, my plan is to travel to Chattanooga to watch Uncharted Territory on IWTV, their weekly independent
Ooh.
show. Yeah, my roommate White Mike, he's got a match. White Mike's
That
wrestling,
sounds
so yeah, go down there and support the homie and watch that. So if you're a fan of independent wrestling, watch IWTV's Uncharted Territory on Monday. You might see me there, and you'll see my roommate, the man White Mike, make his Uncharted Territory debut. So
very nice.
yeah,
Like,
brother.
July isn't a thing in England, so it's just a normal week for me.
Yeah, it's a storm week for us too, except we get fireworks and the bank's closed.
And then, what am I doing next week? Again, hopefully got a few interviews in the can, and hopefully we'll be recording another episode.
Yeah, we definitely will. We definitely will. And we'll figure out, you picked this week's theme, so I'm gonna take the reins next week and just totally figure out what we're
That's
gonna
fine.
do. But I don't think there's not a pay-per-view next week or anything, so it's kind of
I don't think so.
it's a toss-up week, so we can do whatever. But this week, you wanted, since we have Money in the Bank pay-per-view this weekend on Sunday, WWE or
Saturday.
pay-per-view premium live event, you fucking excuse me.
Yeah.
We have one of those on Sunday. We decided to do Money in the Bank matches, correct?
Yep.
Nice. So we ran a poll, didn't get a lot of votes this week. I don't know what happened, guys. Where were you at?
Yeah, weird.
Fuck. We had over 100 last time, and this time I didn't want to tell you the numbers. It's pretty bad. But anyway, we had a poll. We ran four matches. The choices were the Money in the Bank match from WrestleMania 21, which was the first one, correct?
Yeah, was the
The
first
first
one.
ever one that had 26.7% of the vote. You picked Money in the Bank 2014. Now, is that the pay-per-view, or
That's the
is that,
pay-per-view, yeah.
and which match were you wanting out of that one? Because there's
And then I
two.
picked the traditional Money in the Bank, that's Seth Rollins one.
So the men's match is what you're saying?
Yes, because the women's match wasn't a thing back then.
Oh, but there was Raw and SmackDown though, right? There was two.
No, there was only one Money in the Bank match still.
Okay. And now the other one we had was Money in the Bank 2013. Was there
which
two
I
of
put
that
the
one
Raw
do?
match, which Randy Orton won.
That one's the one that had Raw and SmackDown Money in the Banks, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And you wanted the Raw one?
Yeah, because I
Okay,
felt
that
like
one got
that was a
20%
really
of the
good
vote.
story.
That one got 20% of the vote for 2013. 2014's got 13.3%. But the winner was my choice, the one that I picked, WrestleMania 24, CM Punk's win, right? And this is his first
His
Money in the
first
Bank
one, yeah.
win. Yeah, and this is the one, this is in Orlando, I believe. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay, so that's the one we picked. That's what everybody chose for us to watch this week. And hey, I'm pleased with that because, like I said, that was one of the ones that I threw out there, one of my two choices.
I think I said this to you in DMs. I was like, I'm not going to push because I think whatever we choose this week would have been fun.
Yeah, and I didn't really voice my opinion either on this one because I kind of want to see what everybody did. They're all kind of, they're all a toss up. It didn't really matter. They're
Yeah.
all fun match. They're usually fun matches regardless of like what else going on storyline wise or anything. So I figured it was fine one way or the other. But
Yeah.
yeah, I mean, I don't know what else is on this card. I know there's the Shawn Michaels Ric Flair retirement match, right?
There is the Edge Undertaker World Heavyweight title match.
I bet Undertaker wins that one.
He does, yes. This
Yeah.
is where the Floyd Mayweather Big Show match took place as well.
Okay. So
And
that's
then
WrestleMania 24. Nice. Okay. What else was on this one? You seem to be familiar.
there was a JBL versus Finley
Mysterio.
fight. This
I
was
thought Miss.
during.
Oh, yeah. That was the opener, right? JBL and
Yeah.
Finley. Yeah.
This was during the legitimate song angle.
Man. That's fun. All right. So yeah, this is a fun pay-per-view, I think. But let's watch this match, man. I think everybody can get ready for it. So we're watching the Money in the Bank match from WrestleMania 24. If you're on the Peacock app, it's a little different than the WrestleMania app we've kind of figured out here. So you're watching on WWE Network app, right?
Yeah, on
Yeah,
the traditional
and
network.
what's the time stamp for you? 22:11.
Hold that thought. Come on, interview. Internet, don't fuck up on me now. There we go.
Sorry.
It was the 20, it was the 22 minutes 11 seconds mark.
All right, so that's for you. And I think we realized that it's a little off on the Peacock.
22-17 for you, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, it's like 22-17. But either way, if you guys want to know where we're at visually, it's the spot. I was going to cheat and show you. It's where we're at. It's right there, if you can see it. It's the spot where the briefcase is being shown, and we've got the logo for the pay-per-view in the background, in the backdrop. So that's where we started. It's pretty much right when it cuts from the backstage interview with Kennedy. Mr. Kennedy was doing an interview before the match, and then we went right to it pretty much. So that's where we are. If you guys are dialed in and ready to go, I'm ready to go. Are you ready to watch this thing, brother?
Yes, sir.
All right, guys. So we'll, as always, we do a countdown. Tom, do you want to do the countdown this week? Because I think I did it last time.
I'm just curious to know what you think before we do this. Money in the Bank of Mania or Money in the Bank as a pay-per-view?
Mania.
Yeah.
It gives you so much more, because like the problem we have with Mania now anyway is there's not a way to showcase everybody, right?
Yeah.
And you have all these bullshit matches and you're making it over 2 days. So right here, you had a chance to put 10 guys in one match, and that eliminates a lot of that, you know what I mean? Or how many people you put in this match, 5, 10, 8, whatever, you know, it changes or whatever. But you can put a shitload of your guys in this match, and it's a fun program, and it makes sense. It's just a good blow off for the pay-per-view. It's a nice match. It's a good match to feature. I thought it was a good thing they did at every year with having it at this. But I mean, I understand why you do it at its own pay-per-view. You do that eventually with everything in WWE. They did it with Hell in a Cell, which waters that match down instead of making it in more of a special event. You know, so WCW did that shit with War Games too. So it's whatever. They eventually do it. Oh, everybody eventually waters it down and makes it.
That's wrestling.
But to me, I thought this should have been stayed for WrestleMania just to make it kind of like something special for WrestleMania. Yeah. But, you know, whatever.
And then we could get rid of the Battle Royal every year.
Oh, they pretty much did that on their own anyway, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. That's true. Yeah. Do we get into
this? It wasn't even on WrestleMania or the pre-show this year, right? It was on fucking SmackDown.
No, it was on the SmackDown beforehand.
So, yeah, they got rid of it. It's not on WrestleMania anymore. They did that on their own. So, yeah, no, that's gone.
That's true.
But, yeah, man, let's – all right, so I'm ready to go. You're ready to go. Guys, dial it up. I told you – we told you where we're at. I'm at 22-17. I think he's at 22-11-ish. Yeah. We're going to do a countdown. We're going to go 1, 2, 3, and go. We're going to go on go. So, Tom, whenever you're ready, do the honors, buddy.
1, 2, 3, go. Forgot I got to turn it
down. Hey, that's all right. You can turn it down a little bit. No worries. But I got Justin Roberts in the ring now. He just finished talking.
Yeah, so I thought it was Lillian Garcia, but I was wrong.
Yeah. All right. Who's first one out? Is it Morrison?
Looks like it is Morrison.
You mean Johnny Elite?
Or Johnny whatever company he's working
for. Dude, that's my favorite thing that he's got going on is that he's now just uses that as his constant thing.
I love that.
People talking shit about it, but I think it's fucking fantastic.
Wasn't he like Johnny Triple A when he teamed with
Johnny what? Johnny Caballero or something like that.
I don't remember, man.
Yeah, I don't remember. What are your thoughts on Morrison? Do you like him? No?
Very underrated, like especially in WWE.
Yeah, I mean, he was a tough enough guy, right? If I remember correctly.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. A good indie face.
Oh, Carlito. What's your thoughts on Carlito?
Again, another guy that if I reckon with social media and the stuff they could have done with the Apple and stuff, he would have been a lot bigger star.
I think his attitude was kind of an issue, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Because there was a promo that Flair cut on him.
That was apparently real. You know, where he talked shit. So, whoops.
Who comes out next? Don't know who's coming out next because they're just walking around the ring in my one. Ah.
Mysterio?
Shelton Benjamin.
See, I couldn't tell from the – I can't hear or see anything. I was just trying to squint and look at the Titantron or whatever. Shelton Benjamin. I love some Shelton Benjamin. I think he's very underrated as well. He always has good spots in these.
Everyone in this match, my thoughts is if they were born like 10 years later, they would have been amazing, in my opinion. Morrison's obviously still doing really cool shit right now.
Shelton Benjamin's still around, but he's more or less just there. And oh, here we go. Here comes the man. Your boy.
We don't need to go on to our thoughts into Punk because, well, he's great.
I mean, yeah, we all have thoughts on Punk. What's he's good in the ring. He's good in the ring. He's good in the ring. I like Punk in the ring. I'll say that. Not in the ring.
Outside of the ring, then, no?
It's whatever. He's an acquired taste.
Yeah. Is this the... No,
he's a big fan of a lot of people himself outside of the ring. He's not a big fan of journalists in general, so I don't think he probably likes me out the gate. You know what I mean? Because I've written articles.
Yeah,
so
yeah, I get you.
He's that guy. So I don't think he likes any of us. He usually makes comments in the scrums like, oh, are you one of the ones I blocked? Or do I have you blocked? Or because he blocks all of us, you know, at some point. So I don't think he's blocked me yet. But no, not yet. But I'm sure now that I talk shit a little bit, it probably will soon.
Fair enough.
Kennedy, what are your thoughts on Mr. Anderson, Mr. Kennedy here?
Again, I don't know because when I was watching wrestling, when I started, he was already gone from WWE.
You're lucky you.
Yeah, I think he was one of the ones, excellent promo, not great matches in my opinion.
He's very generic. I mean, he's manageable. He's good in the ring. He's not bad. But, I mean, he's just a good shit talker, but it's... I don't know, man. It's just something that's like it dries up quick. You know what I mean? I don't know.
I do like his stick of announcing himself. I will say that.
Yeah, it's very old school, the old timey boxing style with the drop down mic and the double say your name twice thing.
Mm, I do like that. But other than that, he's very bland.
He's like create a character in a wrestling video game basically, but he's got really good promo work.
Sort of what my guy would look like if I could.
Is this it? Just five guys in the match?
I think so. I honestly didn't look, Cass.
For some reason, I thought Jericho was in it.
MVP's in this.
MVP Jericho's in it too, right? Because did Jericho create this match?
Yeah, but
this is the fourth one though. The third one. I thought Jericho might be in this one, too. Both, MVP, though. This is before we went to Japan.
Yeah.
And kind of reinvented himself again, or whatever.
Yeah, this is pre... This is like NWO? No. This is pre him leaving WWE, obviously.
Yeah, what year is this?
2008.
2008?
Mm. Okay. Because Flair's... This is the one with Flair's retirement match, isn't it?
Yeah, I always get numbers confused, man. There's just so many to fucking follow. Mm. My brain gets a little foggy for some reason. Mm. As I sit here.
The meat. No. Oh, wait, no, he's already been in. I can't sing his theme now.
Who?
I was starting to sing Shelton Benjamin's theme, and then I was like, nope, he's already been there.
Oh, yeah, he's there already.
If I remember correctly with this match, though, Cass... This is one of the matches that I'm glad we've turned the commentary down for.
Why is that?
Because WWE did the thing, not where they picked their two best commentators. Yes, Jericho is in this, by the way.
I thought he was. Because I remember him talking shit about this, but this is his match that he invented when he was talking shit.
Won it, which I find quite funny.
Yeah, well, that's good. I mean, that's the thing. They do that.
What was the sign? But yeah. Where was I? Yeah, where they don't pick their best two commentators from the two or three brands. Instead, they have like every commentator from every brand in the match, and they just all talk over each other.
Gotcha. This is Intercontinental Champion Chris Jericho.
Yeah, this is.
Is this before? This is before he fights Mickey Rourke, right?
Yes, and it's also pre. This is the Mania before his feud with Jericho.
Jericho. Jericho is Jericho. So who's Jericho feud with after this?
With Michaels, sorry.
Okay. Yeah, it makes sense.
His 2008.
And then the year after that is the Mickey Rourke year, right?
Yeah, the Legends and Mickey Rourke punch.
That's 2010. Then 2011 is the year, that's 27, right? That's the year I went to, that's Atlanta.
2007. That's the one I went to. 27. 11. Not on
is
that,
11. I think. No, he's not, because it's 2011 is when he was doing Fozzy.
Yeah.
In music. He left to do music for a little bit. But 2011 was the 27, WrestleMania 27, right?
Yeah, yeah. And the only good match on that one, and that card is Taker versus Undertaker, in my opinion.
I disagree. And Taker didn't even wrestle Undertaker. It was Triple H Undertaker.
I knew what I was trying to say. I keep having
because Taker can't wrestle himself, brother.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he could, but it'd be very. I mean, he'd probably win.
Bro, he did technically.
Yeah. So we're hot out the gate. Ooh, that's a nice boot by MVP right in the face to Morrison.
Oh,
got the little ladder. What do you? Oh God, CM Punk took that one in the ear. What are you gonna do with that? A little ladder other than hit people with it? Shit. Huh? Are the what?
Are the ladders made of wood?
Would you ask me? No, these are aluminum ladders.
Oh, okay.
Aluminum. No, these are aluminum ladders. A metal, aluminum, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Aluminium, but I take your point.
You just said that very Britishly. Aluminium? Yeah, aluminum, but whatever.
In my posh accent, shout out to Maggie.
Yeah, fucking Maggie was right, bro. You just said aluminium? Yeah, that's posh. That's Maggie was right about you, brother.
Oh, that was so... That still cracks me up. Anyway. Oh, I remember this. This was on, like, a...
Yeah. Is this the moonsault with the ladder? God, Jesus Christ, guys.
It looks like it fucks him up more than anyone else.
It fucks everybody up, dude. That's the thing with these, is a lot of the times, like, the guy doing the move takes most of the brunt of it, you know?
Yeah. Ain't no stopping me. Oh, his face. Yeah,
Carlito looks a little confused. I think he got that ladder to the top of the... Oh, he got the foot of it. He got the foot of the ladder hitting him right in the head. I like that some people just went ahead and set the ladder up on the outside already just to get it over with. Set it up real quick. The one right there in the middle in the bottom of the floor.
Oh, what? They've set it up as like a bridge.
Yeah, they did that right out the gate. As soon as everybody dove out the ring, somebody set that thing up instantly.
That was one of the cool things I loved about playing ladder matches in the WWE games. In the old school WWE games, you'd have so many ladders just around the ring.
What do you think of Mr. Anderson's back tattoo? Or Mr. Kennedy here. He's Mr. Kennedy here.
Yeah, it's okay. Again,
what's better? What's better? His back, his shitty back tribal, or Batista's belly button tattoo?
Oh, Batista's belly button.
You'd rather have a belly button tattoo than a shitty back tribal if it was you?
Yes.
Okay.
And
you do know it's a belly button tattoo though, right? It's a tattoo around your belly button.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, just making sure.
From my perspective, because more people will see my back because they help me than they would my belly button, because I can do that myself, if you know what I mean.
Okay, but in that... Okay, yeah, so I guess you would rather... So you don't like either of them, then, if you're hiding one and you're worried about one being... You know, you're not going to show it.
I'm not the biggest...
Oh!
To be honest, but it's the lesser of two evils, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
The suplex, it always looks nasty.
Batista's belly button tattoo or Lance Archer's tramp stamp that he turned into a back piece.
Can I say neither?
No. Okay, one of them is being, one of them is going on you.
Belly button tattoo then.
Okay. People have to see it though. You can't hide it.
Yeah, it's very easy to hide a belly button tattoo.
No, but we're not hiding it. You're going to have to show this to people. It's like, you're proud of that. You're like, because this wasn't like a decision you made, like, oh, God, is Shelton Benjamin dead? Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Like, you're happy with this decision. You're proud of the tattoo. You put it on your body. If you have to. You want to show people.
He wasn't happy. He hid that tattoo.
Who?
Batista hid that belly button tattoo, man.
No, he did not, brother. Go watch it. It's out. It's there. It's still there. He put a fucking belly button ring in the middle of it to show it off. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's true.
Draw more attention to it.
Again, it's sort of a thing where it's like, I would rather that than a shitty back tattoo.
Oh, God. That didn't work out for Shelton Benjamin. That was not what was supposed to happen there. And he's just about fucked up. But he's back. He's back. Shelton's back. Come on, baby. Orangeburg.
I would have
passed through Orangeburg, South Carolina, all the time when I drive to Florida. Oh God, Punk with that one!
I'd have loved him to have won this, by the way.
Shelton Benjamin,
yeah,
the gold standard.
Mm.
That's what he is here, right?
Yeah, because he's never been world champion in WWE, has he?
He's not been anything but Intercontinental and Tag, I don't think. Maybe US.
US
Punk
probably.
Punk with the GTS.
And then...
Oh, God. Mr. Anderson with his fucking thing here. Oh, God damn, fuck. Dude, that... Look at that ladder's already fucked up. See the thing sticking up in the middle of it? That's just waiting to hurt somebody.
I can't remember the finish to this, can you?
Dude, I watched this match once or twice since it's happened, if even that.
No. As
I say, I know Punk wins. That's all I got.
Hey, that's all I know, bro. Because Mr. Kennedy,
that's why I picked this one, because I wanted Punk. I wanted the one where Punk won.
Because Mr. Kennedy won the previous year, if I remember correctly.
Did he?
Yeah. And then Edge took the briefcase off him because they thought he had an army.
Okay, whatever. What we got? What we got Carlito doing here? He threw something out of the ring, probably just some fucking pieces of the ladder so nobody gets hurt.
Yeah. And then it gets real. Oh, his theme's stuck in my head now.
Whose?
Kennedy's.
Oh, God. You know what his theme is?
Not well, but.
Well, you just sang it, so you can't lie to us now, buddy. Oh, good job, Sheldon, with the fucking Rob Van Dam kick.
As I say, I just like Money in the Bank. I think I just like the stipulation.
Yeah, this is a good one. It's a fun match.
And then when I saw it was Money in the Bank this weekend, I was like, we should really, shouldn't we?
Dude, I liked Impact's version of this, where it was the Feast or Famine, where there was four of them, and everybody, there was different briefcase. God,
was this the one that if you got a briefcase, you could be fired?
Yeah, there's like a briefcase with a title shot for each different title. So like, you know, you get one, and that's the one you get, and then if you get the one where you're fired, you're fired.
Yeah, that's cool. Like, I'd like to see that again.
This is still Y2J Jericho.
It is. And then you get...
Oh, MVP with the... Oh, God. Jericho made that look good. God damn, he landed on Punk. Fuck. Oh, God. Morrison come through with that ladder at the end. Fuck.
How much of these matches do you reckon are planned out?
All the big spots. And then they definitely talk about like what's going on now, because they definitely... plan that spot out there to clear the ring for Morrison to do this, and then they know what's going to happen next. A lot of it, you know what I mean? Like a lot of the big transitional spots, and I think everything in the middle they just kind of, you know, fucks with. But you'll notice like who's down, and they know who's out at certain times. Like, see,
oh,
like,
I know where this is going.
This is a spot just for these two, right? So everybody else is just, you know, they planned it out to where they're wait sitting out there it. Getting their breath.
You can
this
see
is the walls happening. On the top, right?
Hmm. First time he did that was with Benoit, wasn't it?
I don't remember.
Think
but that looks like it fucking hurts.
But that does look painful.
I'd say with this match, most of it's talked out. Just because you have so many moving parts and so much shit happening that you kind of have to have this.
So
you have to have this as organized as you can, you know?
Yeah.
But see the way it's done, look how it's done though. If you pay attention to the way this is done, it's all done in stages. You see what I'm saying? Like people rotate in and out. You know what I mean? So it's like, okay, these guys will come in, then Punk knows his spot, and then Carlito knows his spot, and now these guys got a spot planned there with these four. And then they'll have this breakup, and then they'll do whatever until the next one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
So like these two go down, they talk, and now the spot goes for Jericho to almost get it, but you know, whatever's gonna happen here. Carlito does his thing, and then they transition to the next, you know. So it's very well discussed. They have to work. I mean, just with more people involved, the less that you plan it out, the fucking more chaotic and chance for fuck ups and just
off the ladder.
Yeah, and he about hurt himself because about his head about hit the fucking rope.
Yeah, they can't bring that. Oh, go away, Kennedy's thing.
Do what?
I just started singing Kennedy's theme again, and it's just stuck in my head now.
Well, why are you singing Kennedy's theme? It's a terrible theme to sing, isn't it? Why would you sing his theme? I still don't understand.
I don't even know. And it's not even like I can use the excuse I watched this match for research, because I didn't.
Wait, is that Matt Hardy?
Yeah.
Where did Matt Hardy come from?
They were in a program. He basically jumped in the ring. They were
okay.
They were in a program at the time.
And gotcha.
Matt Hardy was written off TV by MVP injuring his knee, basically.
Gotcha. This is chin strap Matt Hardy. This isn't Matt Hardy 2.0, though, is it? Jeff's already in. Jeff's an impact right now. I know that.
I think. Yeah, he is.
He'd gotten in trouble for his usual shit and was an impact right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now, in theory, MVP should be out of the match.
This is like the Wiley Coyote cam, twist of fate, and yeah, we won't see MVP again, I don't think.
Well, not for a while anyway. Just depends on how much is left, however, before they take it home, you know?
Mm.
Oh, God. Get MVP in the dick with that ladder. Fuck you, Jericho.
Yeah, screw that.
Look at that spot. Look at that spot right here. We'll insert the ladder here, and now we've created this weird bridge.
That's the only thing I don't like about ladder matches. Some of the spots you can see a mile away.
Well, this was just for Morrison to be able to do his fucking crazy shit.
Oh!
Oh, God, it hit Punk in the head. Fuck.
I was more concerned about Morrison's balls, but that's just...
Nah, that's, I mean, ball injuries, but head injuries.
Yeah, obviously. But as a man, I sympathize with ball injuries.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Oh, he didn't even hit his head, he hit his shoulder. Replay made it look a lot less disastrous than it was. So, yeah, I guess balls were more important on that one.
Mm-hmm.
We got Takamundo, baby.
Had The Miz debuted yet?
I don't know. I do not know. Let's see. While we're... I'm just Google that.
I'm genuinely curious now. Carlito.
Damn, The Miz is 2 years older than me? 3 years older than me?
Is he?
Mm-hmm. He's 41 right now.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I always forget... You're an old man.
The Miz joined Ultimate Pro Wrestling in 2003, where he trained. He made his in-ring debut in 2003 as The Miz at Indy. He joined Tough Enough in 2004 and then was signed to Deep South in 2005. Went to OVW in 2006 and main roster in 2007. 2006, 2007.
Yeah, so he would have been then.
Yeah. He debuted on the April 21st episode of SmackDown in 2006, it looks like.
Oh, yeah. And he was going, hurra, hurra, hurra.
Then he was in the Royal Rumble in 2007. So he's with Morrison now. Him and Morrison are teaming together at this point because it's 2008.
Yeah.
So from 2007 to 2009, Miz and Morrison were a team. So
I think we're getting close to the finish, guys.
Yeah, it looks like it. Oh, man. Yeah, Punk and Jericho. Because weren't they working a feud here, too? Were they working a program?
I don't remember, Cass.
Or is this Punk in ECW at this point? Where was he at here?
Yeah, this is Punk in ECW, I think. Because then he moves to Raw when he cashes in on Edge.
Oh, yeah. He hooked him. Is this the spot? Is that how he wins it? He just hooks his leg and then steals it? Nice.
Think so? Yes.
That's it. That's it. So, yeah, ECW wins, huh? Crowd. Look at that crowd. Look how hot the fans are, bro. They went up.
Joey Styles is on commentary and he literally shouts, ECW wins!
Okay. So, yeah, he's with ECW. That makes sense. I couldn't remember when they rebranded WWECW was, but...
Yeah, because and then he... What's it called? He... As I say, he debuts on Raw because SmackDown end up with both the world titles, if I remember. Edge is cutting a promo on Raw being like, da, 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 da. SmackDown has all the world titles. Punk comes out and is like, okay, oh no, Batista beat him up. And then Punk comes out and cashes in after that.
Wait, but who had the title? What the title did Edge have?
The World Heavyweight title.
I thought you said SmackDown had all the titles.
This is what I'm saying. He was on SmackDown at the time, but he came.
But he showed up on Raw
to gloat that SmackDown had all the titles.
Gotcha.
And then Batista beat him up, and that's when Punk comes out and wins the belt.
Nice, man. That spot from Shelton Benjamin was—that's insane.
Yeah, because this is the run, if I remember correctly, that ended after Orton kicked him in the head. I think.
No, because they're. Is it? Yeah, Randy Orton's doing head kicks in WrestleMania 27, though, I think.
Yeah, so, but if you remember, the reason that they're feuding is because Orton cost Punk the world title, if I remember correctly.
I don't remember at all, brother.
Neither do I, but. And I could have just spouted a load of shit there. But my name is Tom Talk Forever Shit at the end of the day, so.
Yeah, luckily we're not live, so you're not being corrected in the commentary, in the comments. But usually people think that we're live, and they're trying to have conversations with us in the comments, in the chat. So what we're going to have to start doing is we're going to have to start doing this live. But I was going to do it live today, but I didn't know how your iPad would handle it. So
we can next week. Now that if you want, we can try it next week.
We'll try it. Well, but I'm gonna surprise you and not let you know. But yeah, this is big for Punk. So this is pretty much his like
coming out
catapult into the like main event, and it's over. But Paul Heyman was big responsible for that, if I'm not mistaken, right?
No, because he wasn't working for WWE at the time.
Are you sure Paul Heyman had a lot to do with developmental at the time, right?
No, he left in 2006 and didn't return till Brock in 2012.
Was it before he left that he was big on CM Punk though in developmental then?
Yes.
Okay, well that's what I was getting at. Like I knew that there was something there.
Oh, sorry, I know what you're saying now, yeah.
Because he was... Because he brought Punk into the WWE ECW thing, right?
Yeah, and then because he was so big on, he wanted Punk to win December to December, and that's where the whole argument started and how Punk and how he ended up leaving because he was fighting with Vince.
Yeah. And they ended up pushing Big Show instead, right?
Yes, and this isn't nimble Big Show like we see in his later career. This is, I've eaten too much Big Show and I'm...
Yeah, I'm looking at what it says now. It's like the argument with McMahon over a disagreement over the Extreme Elimination Chamber match at December to Dismember. Heyman thought that Big Show should be eliminated in the Elimination Chamber match by CM Punk via submission to push the Rising Star. Big Show also agreed with this idea, wanting to help push Punk's career. But McMahon disagreed, and Punk was ultimately eliminated first. After allegedly turning down an offer from Stephanie to return to his post-writing television... To return to his post-writing television for WWE developmental television shows, Heyman officially parted ways quietly on December 17th, 2016.
Then he didn't return till Brock, if I remember.
Yeah, 2012, April.
Yeah.
So, well, that was fun. So next week, here's what we're going to do.
Oh, no.
Since it's the 4th of July week, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're doing Great American Bash matches.
Okay.
I'm going to let you pick two Great American Bash matches. And I'm going to pick two Great American Bash matches.
I need to.
It can be WCW Great American Bash, any of them. Even the shitty WWE Great American Bashes that they did. If you want to do fucking NXT ones, fine, but why would you do that? I don't care. If that's what you want to do, that's fine. But you get two matches from WWE or from the Great American Bash. It can be any of the incarnations, WCW, WWE, or NXT.
Yeah. I need to do some research, so I'll let you know my choices a little bit later.
Okay. So, yeah, it'll be a little post 4th of July, but we're going to do Great American Bash matches. That's what we're going
to
do.
Unless you want to record. You're probably busy.
We'll just have it up next week. So it'll be up next week, Great American Bash style. So that's what we do for that. But, so that was a good pick. That was a fun one to pick. I liked the WrestleMania 24 match. That was fun. I didn't remember it at all. Like, honestly, I didn't remember any of those spots.
The only thing I remembered was the John Morrison thing, because that's been in the Don't Try This at Home packages several times.
Gotcha. Yeah, dude, I didn't remember any of that shit, honestly. Like, I had no recollection of that match
Yep.
other than I remember Punk winning. So, oops. But yeah, that's fun, man. That's the point of this. That's what we do here. So, but Tom, man, why don't you wrap us up? Tell us about what you've got going on. Push some of your other projects, man. Do a little housekeeping, man. Tell everybody where they can find you, all that stuff, and then I'll do the same and wrap us up.
So the good people can find me on Twitter at Tom Talks Rubbish, on YouTube at Tom Talks Rubbish, where I have managed to interview many of the greats in the wrestling media. By the way, guys, if you haven't checked out my interview with Cass, please go check it out because we had a lot of fun, didn't we, when we recorded that?
Yeah, we ran long. I think we did like an hour and a half or something, didn't we?
We did. And that
Did
would
we
have
talk
been.
forever? Yeah, we talked forever.
It was literally, do you remember my Carol was knocking on the door, being like, can you
So.
wrap this up because I need to put you to bed? It was
Yeah,
like,
and I was like, my bad, bro. But yeah, now we had fun, man. It was a good
that
interview.
was
We
fun.
shot the shit.
But yeah, please go check that out.
And that led to this, you know,
Yeah.
that birthed this. So yeah, man, that's literally the predecessor to where we are now. So if you like
And it
what you
was
got
literally,
now.
we told this story on episode one, but it was literally you messaged me being like, I really enjoyed that. Start thinking of a show for Body Slam. And I was like, okay. I genuinely
Yeah,
thought
man.
you were. I genuinely thought you were messing with me. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Nah, man. Nah, man.
So yeah.
I enjoyed having a good. That's usually what I do. I do a lot of these podcasts with people, and if I like, if I enjoyed the conversation and I like how they interviewed me, I'm like, I trust you to do some stuff. So if you're, let's collaborate. Let's work together. So I liked what you did,
Yeah.
man.
So, and then again, please check out my interview with Maggie because that was so fun.
Yeah, I say check out the interview with Maggie too because I'm a huge fan of Maggie. So,
Say that again, Cass. You completely cut
oh,
out.
I said I'm a huge fan of Maggie and her work, so I suggest everybody check that out as well. She does good stuff over at
Definitely.
Fightful.
And then for this week, what have I got going up? Hopefully, I'm hoping to get, like I said, my interview with Kristen Bell recorded tomorrow. So that will be going up next. That will hopefully be up by the but in the next few days.
Nice. That's what's up, man. Well, that sounds good, man. You got nothing going on this weekend because it's nothing special for you guys over there, correct?
No, and as I say, just work this weekend.
Nice. Well, buddy, that's a nice lazy weekend. I hope you have a good one. I'm gonna go ahead and start wrapping us up here. So, guys, if you haven't already followed me on the Twitter or any of the other social media gimmicks, you can do so. It's right here. At Casshole, CASSHOOOLE. Follow me, interact with me, give me a shout, DM, whatever. I'm pretty easily accessible. I like to chat with you guys, so feel free to do so. Don't ever feel shy. I'll message you. If I'm busy, I'll get back to you as soon as I can. So don't feel like you're ever bothering me.
Vouch for that.
Yeah, don't feel like you're ever bothering me, man. If you guys want to holler at me, I'll chat you up. Follow the guys always follow this podcast. We're trying to grow the Twitter as well so we can get more interaction with our polls and with our other stuff. So yeah, follow us at Wrestle Watch Pod on the Twitter. Give bodyslam.net a follow as well on Twitter and on social media at bodyslamnet. Make sure you go to the website daily, bodyslam.net. We got tons of articles up all the time. Don't wait around for it to be on social media, man. Go to the website, find them ahead of time because they schedule and they share every little so often on Twitter, but man, you're going to find them ahead if you just go to the website. You don't have to wait. So do that, guys. What else? Oh, if you like watching your podcast on Twitch instead of on YouTube, we're on Twitch right now as well. So you can go to twitch.tv/bodyslamnet. And if you're an audio guy and you don't really do the video thing and you just want to hear us talk, you can find us pretty much on every single medium and platform available for
27
audio
countries,
podcast.
right?
At least, yeah, the last time I checked, we were in 27 different countries we were listened to and downloaded. So we're all over the place. We appreciate all the support you guys give us across the country and across the world. So love you guys for it. But yeah, we're on everything. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, I think, Pandora. I mean, we're all of them, man. If we're not on it, just let me know. Find me. Tell me like this is how I want to listen to my podcast, and you're not on there, and I'm upset that I can't listen to you. I will find a way to do it.
I don't know why I keep doing this.
You're dancing with me. I'm not even there's no music playing, baby, but I like it. But yeah, dude, guys, we appreciate everything you do for us. Give this video a thumbs up if you don't mind. Share it all that good stuff. The more people see it, the more we grow. So feel free to share it. Will. But yeah, give this video a thumbs up. Make sure you've subscribed to the YouTube channel down below. And shit, man, I think that's it. Oh yeah. And if you want to donate to help us out, to keep this funded, we, you know, everything costs. I'm not going to say don't donate, but it's not required. I appreciate it if you do, but yeah, go to slamchats.com, wherever that, I have a thing somewhere for it. Where did that, boom, is this it? Yep. Go to slamchats.com and you can donate to the Body Slam team, and it all, we all shared around, but yeah, man, appreciate it, guys. Make sure you check us out. Hit us up on social media, all that stuff. Tom, anything else before we cut this baby off for the day?
No, I'm just excited to watch a Great American Bash match next week, no?
Oh, yeah. One of them is definitely going to be Sting. Wait, no, we already watched Sting versus Ric Flair from the Great American Bash, so we're going to omit that one.
Right? As I say, I have no idea what I'm going to pick yet, but I will tell you as soon as I know, yeah?
All right. I like it. But we'll have that poll up sometime over the weekend. It's Friday right now. This video will be up today as well. It'll be up sometime Friday, if not.
As I say, I'll probably send you the matches when I get in from work tomorrow, so I can put it straight up after that if you want.
I'll be around all weekend, so just send it to me. We'll put it up tomorrow. Guys, thank you again for doing this. We appreciate everything from you guys, and we will see you next week. And